Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have now reached Wednesday morning. It is November 20th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Another warm day today. Temperatures once again in the 60s. I love that the temperatures are going to begin to fall. And trust me, not that I love that some possible snow is in the forecast, but we're all a little bit excited when we first get that snow and it starts.
The first one.
Tis the season. You start getting into it. That temperature, you have done a fantastic job, everybody that voted online, on choosing when we should flip to Christmas music, because it's actually going to feel like the season, unlike it has for the last 3 weeks or so. It's been 60 degrees.
Yes.
The leaves have still been falling. It felt like fall. It's been feeling like fall. We've been, you know, out there raking or blowing the leaves or paying, you know, being smart and paying somebody else to do it because it's a pain. But it's felt like that the last couple of weeks or so. So obviously we make that flip to Christmas music, 7 a.m. on Friday. I got nothing.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I don't have a button to push.
No.
Why
not, Tim? Why do you have nothing today?
If you missed it yesterday, and we have to get to these comments and also suggestions from our EMCs, the early morning crew members, because we have played a game called Dead Guy in an Envelope since January. And if you missed it yesterday, please go back and listen to it through your Odyssey app, through our podcast. It's the easiest way to do so. Gina of Menor guessed Meatloaf, and that was who was the envelope
for the past
10 months or whatever it's been.
I can't believe it took 10 months, and I was so excited. I mean, you and I, our reaction was insane. We were screaming. My throat hurt afterwards.
We almost were reprimanded off the air for being so loud. I think they heard us outside of the Halley building. Like Mr. Jingling, the ghost of Mr. Jingling would have probably heard it across the street, anything else. So, comments about what happened yesterday, and also comments about moving forward. What's next?
What are we going to do?
It's a Dead Guy in an Envelope is over. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. In case you missed it yesterday, this, and it's only fair because, you know, schedules get in the way. The EMCs, the early morning crew, need to know what happens. This is what happened yesterday. This was the guess.
All right, I'm just going to go for it. Meatloaf.
Yes!
You're sorry!
Oh, my God! I can't believe it!
That's who it was!
It's Meatloaf!
Oh my God! What just happened?
Oh my God, this is the best day of life ever. I love you. I love you! Merry Christmas! This is the best day ever!
Can I say, Cleveland, this one's for you?
It was. My throat still hurts from screaming that loud, I think. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe she guessed it. Because we're so used to months and months and months of getting the wrong guess every day. Every day.
I do love that for all of the hates about the game, which I understand, that the amount of messages we will get to next of people that are like, I'm driving. This is my routine.
Yeah.
You know, you don't like to break routines. None of us love to do that. You have Dead Guy in the Envelope. That's what you listen to since January.
Now what?
All right. Let's get to the phones here. Thoughts about anything, you know, what's next or whatever it is. Star 102, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
I was just calling to see how I can get the audio clip of you singing Dead Guy in the Envelope just in case I can't hear it for a while. That is my routine to work.
I will have to say, if you can send me, is it more? It's mornings at Star 102. I'd have no idea what our email is. That's pathetic.
Or it goes to Jen. Jen at star102cleveland.com. That's easy.
I don't
know if you have a Gmail.
I don't
like
have
that.
It's Jen
at star102cleveland.com.
There you go.
Email me. We'll get it to you.
I appreciate that. I know.
That is. I agree. That's I love such a the nice song. Comment. You did such a good job singing the song. And now we're never going to hear it again, which I'm delighted about.
Okay, so this is, once again, this radio station is all about you, right? You know this. You told us when to flip to Christmas music. We're going to do that on Friday. Thank you for telling us that. So what's next? You're the ones listening to the show. I mean, we created Dead Guy in an Envelope in January. I mean, what's next? What do you want to hear?
Say another round.
I don't know. We have to like workshop this. People that are listening, Odyssey app, driving around. You're coming off a third shift. You're going to work. This is about you. What is next? We are asking you what is next, because it is all about you. We appreciate Jason calling in to Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Jason, good morning. How are you?
Good. And you?
Good. What do you think's next, or what are your thoughts here?
All right. Hear me out.
Okay.
She's dead. She's a girl. Who is she? No one knows.
I don't.
Boy,
I
you
love
sound
your
good.
Singing.
It's early. That's a good singing voice.
Wonderful.
What are your thoughts on that, Jen?
I think that we should just, you know, take a pause. Maybe not play a game that's going to last 10 months again.
I might have to put him
if
in.
If we do a dead girl in an envelope, it's going to go just as long. It's going to be the same thing for 10 months.
I think
11 months. If I think it's 11 months.
If that ends up being the case. I think you have to sing that one.
No.
She's a girl.
No!
All right.
What are your Nobody wants that.
Come in. What are you talking about? You're inspired by Wicked. Just
I am
ready.
Inspired by Wicked.
Genfulba. Just kind of
Genfulba. No.
That was a reach.
No.
All right. Go right ahead. Your thoughts.
I want to guess the dead girl in the envelope, the dead woman in the envelope.
Oh. No, there is no dead woman in the envelope.
I'll come in there in studio with the girl from Menor, and we'll get the game started, man.
There's two thoughts to this process. I mean, we're clearly going into Christmas music. Now, we won't be playing Christmas music Friday morning at 6 a.m. because we flip at 7, but we will be starting on Monday in the 6 o'clock hour. So is there some secret Santa or dead elf in an envelope or something?
No, there's no. You can't. How you do dead elf in an envelope?
I don't know. I'm brainstorming on the air with you guys. I don't know what to do next.
Dead woman in an envelope is the next one.
Death in a stocking.
My driving to work is going to be so boring now.
I'm I don't know what to do. That's why I need your help. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, Jen and Tim Show. You found out yesterday Meatloaf was in the envelope.
He was the dead guy since January at the beginning of the year. Wendy had a comment here. She sent us a message, Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. She said, I cannot believe I heard the dead guy in an envelope reveal live. I couldn't wait to tell my sons. The only sad part to me, not hearing Tim's theme song anymore. I need to hear it one last time. I really loved hearing it every morning.
All right, let's do it.
We have to do it.
What's her name?
Wendy.
Wendy, this is for you. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. New on the show is Talk It Out. We do it every single day right around this time. Specifically, it's producer Stevie. A lot of things trending on TikTok. There could possibly be a lot of things that we miss. Even though if you're on there a lot, there's a lot of things that you see. Producer Stevie sees it all. So that's why we do this every day. Producer Stevie, what do we have today?
If you were on the fence about seeing the new Wicked movie, there is a video that went viral that might change your mind depending on if you're into this, whatever they're going to talk about. Don't want to spoil it.
Oh, no.
Like, Jen loves it, and you loves fell asleep it. During it. So we have both ends of the spectrum as far as Wicked goes. Like, Jen already has, like, a row of tickets. You mentioned yesterday,
we bought a
right?
row of tickets.
Like, your parents and entire families.
Brother,
and she's
sister-in-law,
in,
nephew, kids.
Listening
husband.
To it on her way into work. I think you said yesterday, like,
100%.
That 100%. And then Stevie, when she was younger, was a teenager or younger than that?
Like, 11.
Okay, 11, 12, whatever it is.
In New York City on Broadway.
Fell asleep.
During Defying Gravity.
during that song that just happened to play while I was in my nap.
She missed that part. So while I was in my.
So this will hit everybody, whether you love Wicked and you can't wait, and or fell asleep. Anything else?
Yeah, there's also a professor that's going viral for his unique way of waking students up.
He's the best.
This is fantastic. Talk it out. You do not want to miss that. This is next on Star 102. All right, let's get to Talk It Out on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. What's going on?
So maybe Wicked is going to be worth the hype. I know you saw the trailer, Jen, so you see what it looks like. But there's a video explaining how they kind of designed the set.
Did you know that the Wicked movie uses practically zero CGI in any of the set design? Like, they planted over 9 million tulip seeds to create the Munchkin Village and built it completely from scratch. They built the Emerald City from scratch, even down to the train. They took a real 16-ton train and added all these exterior green pieces to make it match the Emerald City. The director, John Chu, said he thought it was really important to do this so that the audience could feel the scale of how massive everything is and how magical and fantastical this world is supposed to be.
That's stunning. I also, and maybe you're going to say this too, so I've been watching all the interviews with Ariana Grande and Cynthia. Is it Arrivo or Arrivo? I'm not sure
Arrivo,
how to pronounce Arrivo. And a lot of their singing in the film is done live. Like, they're not lip syncing the songs because they wanted it to be as true to
Broadway,
Broadway as it could be when you're watching the film. They didn't want to mess with the integrity of the film. So
that's what they said. They in the video, they're talking about how the director also wanted it to feel like Broadway, how Broadway is real. So they made the set feel real. They did that in Barbie as well. So like how they made that world. So it does look really cool, and I think it'll make it more exciting to watch.
But is that sweet? So Jen's in. It could be anything. She's there. She's the tickets are purchased. Does that sway you to see?
I'm neutral on it. So I know people that want to go, and if they're like, you want to come, I'll go. But I'm not going to like go out of my way to get a ticket.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you'll fall asleep?
That'd be amazing if she fell asleep at Broadway.
You Broadway told me show. The seats at Phoenix Theater are heated, and that might.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
Seat, I saw how comfy they look.
Yeah,
I'm worried for myself.
Don't go there. The heated, and they are an aggressive heat.
I need to go to an old theater.
Yes.
Who can stay awake through the butter station, all buttered popcorn, and then a heated seat? Like, that is not fair.
No.
It doesn't matter what the film is, what the movie is. It could be a whatever it might
way
be.
Way too cozy.
So that's fantastic. That's good to know. And everybody should know that. I mean, Wicked's out.
Yes.
You care or not, this is the week. It's going to be massive. I'm assuming it's going to be number one at the box office. Mm-hmm. What else we got?
So there's a professor. You may have seen this because it has over 50 million views of how he wakes up his students when they fall asleep. He likes to sing some emo songs to them.
Because tonight will be the night that I will fall for you. Again, don't really change my mind.
Very important when making a compelling argument.
Do you have that time to listen to me whine?
At all levels, including primary education.
Don't waste your time on me. You're already the voice inside my head.
I love him.
I love that one because he gets a megaphone. That's even next level.
How many people are falling asleep in class, though, is what? Because there's a ton of those videos.
I was asleep in class, too. I'm falling asleep during Wicked. What makes you think I was up in a lecture?
That's
you
true.
Are sleepy,
your
Stevie.
Physics and chemistry class, she was out.
So embarrassing,
Anybody else fall asleep in class, and how did your teacher address that? It's the Jen and Tim Show. Good morning to you.
Hey, Tim, really quick.
Yeah.
Never fallen asleep in class, but I have done the old head bob. Where you feel the eyes getting heavy.
Oh, yeah. And your head almost hits the desk or whatever, the books underneath there. I think we've all been there.
You know. You're right. We've all been there.
I feel like you all do that after Thanksgiving dinner while you're watching football on the couch.
Whether you're watching football or you're talking to a relative, it just happens.
That is fair. I didn't fall asleep in class, but I remember I did one time. It was when I was at Northwest High School in Canal Fulton. It was my chemistry teacher, and he threw an eraser at my head to wake me up. He did. He threw in a ring. He always would sit on the railing on where the blackboard was at, and he would have chalk marks all over his butt. Like, I don't know if he didn't know it or what, and he threw the eraser. Oh. By the way, very accurate. Nailed me in the head. Can't do that today.
No, you cannot.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
When the weather goes to, you know, binge season is upon us. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Good morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim Show. We have 4 years we call Wednesdays, not just Wednesday. You know, people call it Hump Day, Wednesday, whatever it is. It is a What You Watching Wednesday on the Jen and Tim Show, which is always amazing. And coming up next, we will have a binge report.
You know what is funny about today's binge report? And I love when we do this because we get the best ideas for shows to watch, shows to binge. We share ideas with people. You know, it's a great collaborative effort here with the Jen and Tim Show family. I feel like for me, this is an unbinge report.
Like binge-less? Is it?
No, it's been, I've tried to binge.
What do you mean unbinge?
I'm unbinging. There's two shows I tried to binge and I'm like really struggling to stick with them. I'm giving them up on them. So I need a new show. Cause they're that,
You're giving up? Who gives up on a show?
Oh, stop it. And you know me. I never give up on a show. Yeah. I can't stand that. I've watched Grey's Anatomy for 100 seasons. And I can't stand when you give up on a show. Like, especially how you gave up on Handmaid's Tale. I was so upset about that.
Jumped the shark.
And I'm now doing it.
Just the only thing I'm going to ask, and we will find out which two shows they are. Are they current shows?
Yes.
Current shows. So it'll be a binge report. And an unbinge report?
Unbinge.
Actually, yeah, and an unbinge report. It's the binge report on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. It's the unbinge report.
Thank you.
On Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
I wish I had a show to say I'm binging and loving. I don't because I try. And look, Outer Banks, I've watched every season. I've laughed at myself for watching every season because it's been kind of ridiculous, but at the same time, I'm in. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous, but I love it. They get chased. It's like the same thing every episode, same storyline every season, but I'm in. I like it. I like the characters. I have fun with it. I'm good. So they drop the new season in two parts. And finally, this past weekend, I sat down and look, I'm going to watch. I watched the first episode. Okay, good. It catches us up on like where we left off last season. I started the second episode of Outer Banks and I couldn't do it. I turned it off in the middle of the episode. I cannot watch this. It is so ridiculous. Stop it. Stop getting involved in all this stuff. Stop with the money,
When did it?
It's so bad.
I 100% agree with this. Everything that you said. I am, and you'll be mad, but I was tired yesterday. I have 20 minutes left in the entire thing, and
no,
I did not.
You made it through the entire season.
The second half of this last season, and certainly, I mean, it's not just our binge report, it's your binge report. If you have a show where specifically you love Outer Banks and you want to tell us to shut up, that's fine. 216-343-1021. And this is not a spoiler. I do not know at what point in time it became either an old Goonies with the Indiana Jones theme.
But Goonies was good.
And it was kids. Like I don't understand. There are the last episode. And once again, I'm not going to spoil this. I would not spoil it. I'm just saying the last episode, I believe, is an hour and 40 minutes. It's something.
Oh,
hour
my
and a half,
Lord.
And just there's so much they can cut out of there that have no relevance to the story at all. And I'm glad I watched it. It's one of the best shows to watch about. My stepson Tyler loves the show. He's already done with it and loved it. And that's great.
He loved this season. Oh, well, yeah, maybe it's a younger demo that really is loving it still. And I mean, I've loved it up until now. I just can't do it. That whole bike race thing, that's no spoiler. But seriously, and JJ with the money, come on.
JJ would have been out of my friend group.
I mean,
3 seasons ago or something. Ugh. I understand he's a great looking. I understand the entire thing.
It's too much.
Come on. Wait, did you have a second one? Was there a second?
Or
was
that it? And I'm. You know what? I hate even saying this.
Well, let's get to that quickly because then. I'm gonna get to that now.
I've been struggling to watch Only Murders in the Building, and you know I love this show and I love the characters. I will get back to it. I will. I haven't given up on that one yet, but I've gone back a couple times and I just, you know, when you start to watch a show and you get fully immersed, I can't get fully immersed.
You know, when that started to jump the shark, it's because they had to introduce big names because the storyline, all they do, they never tease what's happening in the upcoming season. It is who is joining the cast, and it's a bajillion phenomenal actors that join the cast. So it's kind of like, look over here. Look who's going to be joining us this season. And the meat of Only Murders in the Building lately, not great.
I've loved all 3 seasons up until, is it 3? Are we in the 4th?
I think we're in the fourth, I believe.
Maybe. And I was totally buying in, but you know I got mad when they released 1 episode per week, so I paused it. And now I keep trying to go back to it. I'm like, yeah, I'm just not in the mood. Like, I haven't been feeling it. I will try to go back to it. I'm sorry.
You will never believe the show that producer Stevie has started.
Ooh.
She wants to get in on this binge report.
Okay.
As we'll get to your messages as well. Binge report. It continues. What are you binging? Let us know. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Producer Stevie, what's your binge report?
Well, you inspired me after I finished Love is Blind. I had nothing to watch. Couldn't find anything. So I went back and started Emily in Paris.
No way! How are you doing? How far are you?
I'm halfway through the first season.
Okay. Oh, it's further than I thought. Okay.
Like, it's like...
What do you think? Halfway through the first season, what is your assessment? Because we're all caught. You're caught up, right, Jen?
I'm caught up. Okay, we're both caught up.
Yeah.
It's a good, like, background show.
Yeah, it's light.
Like, yeah.
It's light.
Something easy to watch.
Yes. Every season is the same, though.
That's
just so
what
you know.
I hear.
Same storyline every season. Yet I'm into that.
I don't know
one
what
still.
That means.
Seriously,
it's a very lighthearted story, so I feel like it's easy just to.
I want to go. I don't even like. I don't say Paris isn't on my bucket list. Of course, I think it would be on like a lot of who would not want to go.
It's my bucket list.
It makes
for sure.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. And because of that show and everything, just the Arc de Triomphe to everything else. Oh my gosh, I would just give me that scooter and that helmet and I'm rolling.
Big time. Oh, I love that you're watching it, Stevie. I love it.
We'll see how far I make it.
Okay. So. Oh, I hope you
You're already out.
No, I just feel like new things will come up and I'll like forget that I started it. It's one of
You'll move on.
That's fair. So there you go. All right, we have a couple of calls I want to get into for their binge report. I can't wait to find out what you're binging. That's next on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's all about you and your binge reports. We gave our binge report on different shows on what you're binging, what you're watching, or maybe some unbinge reports as far as Outer Banks goes. So what messages are we getting?
Well, we have a couple on Outer Banks. Mandy says, I think the second half of Outer Banks this season, because they released it in 2 chunks,
yes,
is way better than the first half. And then she says, but holy ending. The next and final season is going to end with a bang.
I think a friend of mine spoiled it for me. I'm still going through. I literally have like 20 minutes left done. I haven't finished yet. I'm all the way through.
I had another message. Oh, Heidi, I agree with Outer Banks, but I still finished it because I like the characters. And I would finish it, Jen. She's recommending to finish it.
You know what?
You know me. Do you think I should?
There is no way I recommend that you continue that because I don't want that. I don't want that on my recommendation list.
That makes sense.
So, what is really bizarre to me, and I feel like this is just a Tim thing. Let's just use Outer Banks as an example, and we all understand what it is. And I would 100% say binge Outer Banks. It's great.
I would too, up until this season.
Yeah, I mean, I would never say not to binge that. It's so funny where season after season, I mean, a lot of unrealistic things happen, and I'm good with it for season after season, until I'm not good with it after a season. And it just hits me all of a sudden that I think that it's like, there is no way any of this would ever happen. That's what it's basically based on. Then all of a sudden, mentally, I'm just out and I'm checked out. And I think this is so unbelievable that I just cannot even mentally get through it.
You have done that so many times with shows. And I remember having the conversation with you. Like, it's television. You have to like, suspend your, what's it called? Like your theater of the mind. You have to like follow along with the fact that it's not real.
We have another binge report. Please go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you already talked about it, but I love Yellowstone.
I have never watched Yellowstone. Everyone in my family watches it and loves it.
By the way, Yellowstone, I watched like three seasons of it, and then I stopped. I think I'm the only one that has ever done that because all of my neighbors and friends love Yellowstone.
You stopped because you didn't like it?
Yeah. You gotta get back into it.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.